Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Today, do you know what today is? It's the 18th day of Christmas. What did your true love give to you? There are many people in the United States who think that the 12 days of Christmas are shopping days before Christmas. And once the gifts are given, Christmas is over. Of course, you know that the 12 days of Christmas lead up to Epiphany, also known as the Christmas of the Gentiles. There are some, not in our country, but there are some who don't even start counting the days of Christmas until Epiphany. What do you think of when you hear the word Epiphany? Wise men, maybe? A star? Gold, frankincense, myrrh, Herod? They're all involved in the gospel lesson for Epiphany. But you and I are involved too, aren't we? Because of our sinful human nature, we have been troubled at times that Jesus might take joys away from us, just as Herod was troubled. Just like the wise men, we were far off when we were born and have been brought near by Jesus to Jesus. Perhaps on our journey to Jesus, we have felt alone at times, as they must have felt alone. Sometimes God used natural things like stars or parents to bring us, but the power was in the Word. We have been given treasures to share with others, even if just a cup of cold water to give someone in Jesus' name, we're giving it to Him. But actually, this Epiphany gospel is not really about cold water or gold or frankincense or myrrh or wise men or Herods or scribes, is it? It's really all about the child who was born in Bethlehem, Judea, and how wonderful he really is. He didn't look so great when he was born to that young girl Mary out in the stable. She was so alone. There was no one ooing or aahing over the baby. After giving birth, she had to wrap him in swaddling clothes herself. The people of Bethlehem had only the word of some visiting shepherds to indicate that anything outstanding had happened. But this child was famous even before he was born. Who of us can say that? To him give all the prophets witness. The hopes of the faithful down through the years brighten up that dark night when we hear the prophet Micah announcing the things from Bethlehem are greater than they first appear. This child did not need someone to pay a fee and name a star after him so that he could hang a certificate on the wall of his bedroom. He already had a special star, even before he could roll over or crawl. Astrology today would tell us that the stars apply to all those who are born at a particular time in a particular place. But the wise men said, "We have seen his star in the east. Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" It is so important that foreigners be able to reach this child, that the star appears again, to reassure the wise men as they follow the word of God on the dusty roads out of the great capital city to the little village of Bethlehem, the not so great village of Bethlehem. This child, though, is so special that even in that little village, on his mother's lap, obviously not held in honor by the people of the land, there is not a moment's hesitation on the part of the wise men. They enter, bow down, and worship. They open their treasures, present their gifts. This child is so important that he, above all other children in that area, is protected by God from Herod and all his soldiers. Most important of all, this child is your Christ, your Messiah. For unto you he has been born in the city of David. He is so great that he can represent you and the whole human race with his perfect life and with his complete payment for all your sins and mine. And he gives all the blessings of his greatness to you and me. Prophecies, promises, material gifts, protected by God forever. It is the greatness of this baby Jesus that makes the Magi truly wise men. And if you leave ILC with Jesus only, you will walk away with wisdom. He loved you so much that he laid down his life for you. And on the 18th day of Christmas and every day after, your true love gives to you the riches of heaven. Is Christmas over? Perhaps for some. But we will be enjoying the blessings brought by the birth of that baby as long as he lives. This is the Christ, your God and Lord, who in all need shall aid afford. He will himself your Savior be from all your sins to set you free. Amen. Hymn 717.